Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Picture a thick, furry, yield-slashing downy brome infestation on the left side of a wheat field. Now, picture clean, healthy rows of wheat on the right. What you're seeing is Coaxium wheat production system driven by Aggressor herbicide winning the war on weeds. Go to coaxium.com to find Coaxium varieties near you. Coaxium.com. Coaxium. Cleaner fields. Higher yields.
It's the 67th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Convention speakers include NCBA's Jennifer Houston, Cattlemen Beef Board Chair Chuck Coffey, and opening session keynoter Congressman Frank Lucas. And this year's trade show will be bigger and better than ever. Registration information available on the website at okcattlemen.org. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th in Norman. Well, cash cattle interest expected to remain sluggish this morning following light to moderate trade last week, which developed just before the holiday break. Showless distribution and inventory taking is expected to be the main order of business today, with bids and asking prices likely to be unavailable until tomorrow or later. Futures trades expected to be mixed and limited early trade, with a combination of follow-through buying and position taking expected in the first couple hours of trade. Moving over to the hogs, sharp losses late last week was likely driven by lack of trade interest in the hog complex after the holiday break rather than any significant shift in fundamental or technical direction. Triple-digit losses in all contract months at the end of the week were creating some additional uncertainty as increased trader interest moves back into the complex this morning. August futures settled about 77.05, well off recent highs, but still nearly $3 above long-term lows set in late June. On the grains, most wheat contracts showing light gains following the strength in corn and soybeans, although every contract has seen both sides during the overnight session. Wheat is caught between improving crop prospects in the U.S. for both spring and winter, while crop prospects appear to be dimming in places like Russia and France. Last week, French wheat conditions fell to 75% good to excellent from 80% the week before and compares with 73% at this time a year ago. France, Germany, and the Baltic states suffering from drought here right now, at least from last year. Now, corn saw a sharply higher Sunday evening open, producing a gap on daily charts, with that strength being maintained as we head into the session here today. The catalyst for the rally would seem to be the warmer and drier forecast published over the weekend, with Corn Belt temperatures averaging 2 to 3 degrees above normal for the next 15 days. Higher soybean prices, as bulls are wary over the forecast for all row crops, not just the corn. The fear of the pattern setting up shop for several weeks would seem to be the fear for soybeans, as heat in July shouldn't do irreparable harm to a crop which doesn't determine yield until August. We're going to check futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
August live cattle up 155 at 107 even. October was up 177 at 108.07. August feeder cattle up 225, 138.82. September up 175, 138.70. August hogs down 132, 77.05. October down 272 at 70.07. Kansas City wheat, September up 1.5 Friday, 445 and a quarter. December was up 1 cent, 466 and a half. Chicago wheat, September up 1 cent, 515. December up a quarter penny at 525 and a half. September corn up 2 cents, 438 and three quarters. December up a penny, 442 and a quarter. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.